Welcome back to the Nine Till Noon show. We are at Horizons in Letterkenny. It's their grand opening today. They've been on site here in this wonderful facility that you have for the last 3 or 4 months. But today is the official opening, and there's a lovely buzz here around the premises today between trainees and service users and family and dignitaries, and a lovely atmosphere. There's lots of sandwiches and buns and tea and coffee. So if you're in and around Letterkenny, get down here and say hello and see the fantastic facilities that they have here. There are special guests as well, of course, coming up over the next couple of hours. We'll grab them too whilst we're here. Don't worry about that. But it's really to let you know that if you didn't know, that there's a brilliant team here supported by the HSE at Donegal Horizons. They've got an outlet in Carndonagh as well, but they are here at the Grand Central in Letterkenny, which is just up the road from the Radisson, or it's across the road, across the pedestrian crossing from M&S, you know, that area of Letterkenny. But it's a wonderful, wonderful building, I must say. Right, okay, so let's talk to our next guests on the programme. And we'll say good morning to Joey Sweeney, a trainee here at the Donegal Horizons. Joey, it's a bit noisy here. Hopefully you can hear me okay. We spoke to you before. How are you keeping?
Okay, very good.
Last time I spoke to you, you were getting prepared for Stars in Their Eyes lip sync. How did that go for you?
It went down a swell.
Okay, yeah. You were doing two things, weren't you? You were in a boy band and then a solo. Was that right? Am I remembering
old
correctly?
Old-time rock and roll.
And One Direction, no?
Yeah.
All right, okay, I thought so. How did it go?
Very good, and I actually won the One Direction one.
Brilliant. All right, well done. Come here, what's it like here at Horizons for you?
Very good. Shimmy's very good to me, and all the staff. I had a transfer there a couple of weeks ago from Shimmy to Teresa. It didn't go down too well, but I had to
suck it up, did you? And come here, let me ask you another question. How often are you here?
From Monday to Friday.
Oh, so you come in for the 5 days?
Yeah.
Brilliant stuff. One second, Mum.
Well, to give me a bit of peace.
I was going to say, Rosemary, we know where he gets his chatting from anyway.
I licked that off the ground. It didn't get it from me anyway.
Come here. What's it like seeing Joey in action coming in here every day, but also, of course, too, the likes of the Stars in Their Eyes and all the other stuff he gets up to?
Well, Joey's here a year coming next month, and it's just a total transformation to the fella he was before.
Mm. And what kind of stuff does he come back talking about in the evening? What does he enjoy doing here?
He done a work placement on Harley's farm up in Curralees, and he does the garden centre 2 days a week. Mm. They do sports. He does cooking, but he doesn't do any of that at home.
Good man. Well done.
Different life skills and everything as well.
Yeah.
So.
And making friends.
Making friends, exactly.
You know, making friends.
The social aspect of it is brilliant.
Excellent stuff, yeah, indeed. And we talked earlier on about the tie-ins with the likes of Finn Harps, Donegal GEA, the FEI too. It's great for the trainees to get to work with, you know, sports clubs and sports people as well.
Yeah, they're doing another camp next week, I think, next Tuesday, over in Lakeview. So, yeah, he really enjoys that as well.
And I know you were joking a little earlier, Rosemary, but it's nice for you to have a bit of time to yourself as well, too.
I'm not joking at all.
I'm treading softly here.
I was being serious. No.
Joey, talk to me about your time at the garden centre. What do you enjoy about that?
Weeding, cutting the grass, everything.
Could do with you around my house.
cutting the hedge, brushing up, putting in plants. Every Friday and Saturday, I help a woman behind me here in the garden.
Bother to you. And what sports do you like, Joey?
Basketball, football, cricket.
Everything, really. Go on, Rosemary.
Up Bunnygee.
Up Bunnygee. You're not going to get me in any trouble here, are you?
I'll fan it,
all right. All right, okay, everyone's going to get a mention at this stage. And friends as well, too. You've made some really good friends here, Joey, haven't you?
One of my best friends is there.
What's his
name? Sean.
Sean. All right, well, I'll be chatting to Sean later. Yeah. All right, you have the crack here, too. It's great to come in Monday to Friday. And
I really did like the farm. And.
Oh, yeah, what did he do up at the farm? That's Harley's farm, isn't it? Or is that part of the same garden centre, no? Mm-hmm. It's different?
It's up the mountain top.
And what do you do up there? What did you do up there?
Looking after the sheep, putting feed to the cows and
all the good stuff. And so you're really outdoors type person, aren't you? Between the gardening and the garden centre and up at the farm with the animals, like you're really outdoors type person.
Yeah.
All right, great stuff. And the transfer is going all right. You're going to stick with the new team, are you?
Yeah.
All right, okay. Well, listen, you can always go back to your old club down the line if things don't work out. All right, listen, thanks very much, Joey. Great to see you again. Congratulations on winning the competition as 1D as well, One Direction.
Yeah.
And Rosemary, great to meet you too.
Thank you. Lovely to meet you as well.
Yeah, great to have you on the show. Thanks so very much
indeed.
That big round of applause, everyone. I thought they'd... Yeah. Okay, thank you. I thought they did really well there, of course. Great to see Joey again and Rosemary, a very proud parent. And we've got more guests on the way, of course. We are broadcasting live, as you might imagine, from Donegal Horizons. It's their grand reopening, which now pretty much is in full swing. Right, okay. Now we are joined by Breege Gallagher. Hiya, Breege. How are you keeping?
Good, thanks.
It's good to have you with us, Breege. You're a parent of Luke Gallagher, who's also a trainee here at Donegal Horizons. Luke's heading into his late 20s now, 27, is that late 20s?
27, yes.
Okay, it's not mid-20s anymore, late 20s, okay. He's been here, with Horizons for a long time now, hasn't he? Talk to me about his journey with Horizons.
One of my favourite mantras, Greg, is it takes a village to raise a child. And really, I think when it comes to special needs, it takes a community. So it's a whole journey to get to where Luke is today. Luke was non-verbal, and he was. We had a difficult start. So he started off in Woodland School, he progressed from Woodland School to St. Bernadette's, and then he progressed to New Horizons. And Donegal Horizons has been a game changer for us, for Luke. He's a different man now.
Mm-hmm.
Confidence, he's able to conduct conversations and reciprocal conversations, and he's happy and contented. And that's a huge bonus for his family.
Yeah, because it's great for Luke, but any parent knows it's brilliant for the family.
It is, and his brother...
Because you want the best, don't you? You want the absolute best for your children.
His brother got married in March, and with Donegal Horizons and his support worker, Ellie, we did a little bit of subterfuge. We got him to do a speech, and he produced and got his speech together here, and the day of his brother's wedding, he surprised his brother and his new wife and the whole of the congregation with his speech, and it was absolutely amazing. So, you know, it's things like that he would never have had the confidence to do. And Horizons has helped that and helped the confidence. And he has a great camaraderie and a great... he loves us, the friendships and everything here. He's just... There's no problem getting him out in the mornings. It's just he's happy.
Well, obviously, you've got your structure at home and Luke thrives on structure and familiarity, doesn't he? And he gets that here as well. And it's consistent, isn't it? As much as he wants to attend the 5 days, which is really important to his development and progress and maximising his potential.
I think as well, when I say community, it involves everything. Luke comes to Horizons on a bus, and he has the crack with the bus driver and the bus escort. So it's a whole community bringing you to this point.
Mm.
You know, even like his dad is retired due to ill health, and he could take Luke in effectively every day, but we don't do that because the bus is part of the whole
That's his independence.
Getting
there and under his own steam.
Yes.
And nine years into, and in fantastic new facilities here now as well, which maybe took a little bit of getting used to, but I suppose there was still a great deal of familiarity about coming here.
Well, there was pushback. The staff would tell that there was pushback. He didn't want to leave Porthouse.
Mm.
He was having none of it. And then the bit of enticement and the bit of work went into it, and he was quite happy in September to move in here. And he's been very, very happy. He loves the place, actually.
Mm. We've been talking extensively about what goes on in and around this building. We will more, of course, over the course of the next wee while. But I think you wanted to give special mention to, and you already have to some extent, you know, how he gets here, the team, the bus driver, who's on the bus. That's a really important part of this whole process. It's not just getting here.
Yes. Yes, it's a whole team effort, and he does a placement two mornings a week in McDonald's. And a big shout out to McDonald's and the staff, to all of them, Diane in particular. They've been just wonderful to him. He puts on his uniform, his baseball hat goes on, and he gets in mode, and he does a lot more cleaning than in McDonald's than he does in his own house.
This seems to be a pattern with all teenagers and young adults. They work like the clappers outside the house, the brilliantest stuff, and you can't get them to do them. I wonder, is Luke weeding at home, or is it not Luke, but Joey, beg your pardon. Owen McDonald's with me as well. He's a parent of Kieran McDonald, who's a trainee in the Carn Dunna Centre and a board member of Donegal Horizons, Owen. So lots of interest with what's going on here today.
Yes, indeed.
Okay. Talk to me about the Carn Dunna Centre. I know we're here to launch this, but obviously it's servicing Carn Dunna and Inishowen. Very, very valuable service up there as well.
Yes. Yeah. Well, the Carn Dunna Centre opened. The Carn Dunna Centre opened in 2018. It had previously been in Buncrana for many years. Kieran actually joined Donegal or New Horizons, as it was then, from school. Now Kieran's 38 now, so I mean, apart from 1 year with National Learning Network, he's been with Donegal Horizons. They have a program now whereby he's working with them through his life, and they look after his placements, and he goes into them as well too, a couple of days a week.
Well, he's got the record for placements and jobs at the moment, hasn't he? He's a busy boy, Kieran.
He is.
Busy man.
He was headhunted for a job out in Nancy's Barn,
nice
out
one.
With Kieran Dewey. Then he went on, and he's been working for many years in Simpsons. He's a placement there as well too, where Maria and Liam look after him very well. And then on a Friday, then he's with them. He's with Jerry in Super Value in Carn Dunna as well.
Yeah, but he's always able to progress, isn't he, and follow his passions, be it, you know, working with the public, cooking, whatever he wants to do. He seems to be supported in that.
Well, exactly, yes. And you find that Donegal Horizons are always looking for a way to find ways that people that they want to do it and that suit them. And like, I mean, he has done so many different things down the years with them, you know, and it's all been progressive. But as was said earlier, what the most important thing is that Kieran is a happy man all the time.
And independent. He has his element of independence.
Yes, he has done independent travel. Like, he would travel to Letterkenny on his own on the bus. He has gone to Strabane on the bus with a change in Derry. Like, he has done, and that's through an independent travel course that Donegal and New Horizons partnership have developed, you know.
All right, okay. And, you know, there is some distance between the two centres, but there is opportunities, I presume, over the summer where, you know, trainees from both centres can get together and do stuff together?
Yeah, they meet quite regularly. Like, they would work both ways. If there was an event on in Carn Dunna, they would come up, and vice versa, you know. And then they do sporting things as well together as well too.
Yeah, it's fantastic what we see, and we wouldn't like to imagine, you know, if facilities like this weren't here, because what would be there to support?
It is so different, Greg. It is so different from what it was, you know.
Yeah.
I remember growing up. I grew up in Clonus, actually, and I remember there was a one Down syndrome lad that we all knew, and he was the exception. You didn't know anybody else with a disability.
They were invisible.
You know, they were invisible.
Yeah.
And that is what. And I think in Carn Dunna in particular now, I have found that the organisation is integrated so much into the town now. You know that they are constantly involved with different things, with different businesses and different organisations, Sprague Sport, for instance, as well.
Yeah,
you know?
And just mention, as we did with Joey there, you know, Harley's Farm working with Horizons. I want to mention that because it's really quite significant. Simpson's Bar, of course, working with Horizons. Nancy's Barn, you mentioned, and others. It's Super Value 2 in Carn Dunna, right? It's very important that these businesses get the support they deserve in supporting their communities, because sometimes 100%. That's a little bit lost, and they should be supported for what they're doing.
100%.
Okay. Right, brilliant stuff. Thanks, Owen. Say hi to Kieran for us, and thank you, Breed. You're also a, bus escort?
Yes.
And who do you work with? Like, is it with Horizons or
no?
That gives you a real insight then to the importance of that for your.
It's all a team. Teamwork.
All right, brilliant stuff. Listen, both of you, thank you very, very much indeed. Round of applause, everybody. Wasn't too hard, was it? Okay, listen, thanks very much indeed, Breed. Thanks very much, Owen. We've got more brilliant guests to meet here on the programme today, but we do have to take a short break. Stay where you are. We'll be right back. You're very welcome back to the 9 till noon show here on Highland Radio. We're broadcasting from a buzzing Donegal Horizons here in Letterkenny. They're opening doors and opening minds. It's the grand opening of this beautiful premises. It's been here for a few months now, but it's wonderful to be here, and it's wonderful to see so many people here. Service users, their families, staff, dignitaries, and just members of the public. I see a few sporting heads knocking about too, so we'll get some chats with them a little later on. The official opening is going to be taking place. Is it happened yet, Caroline? No? The official opening? Has it actually happened yet? No? The official ribbon cutting, is that happening today? It has happened. 11. All right, okay. So get down for that if you wish. There's refreshments here as well. Okay, lads, hopefully you can hear me okay. I want to say hello first to Councillor Donal Mandy Kelly. You've been involved with Donegal Horizons now for a number of years. Talk to me about that, Donal.
Yeah, Greg, listen, of course, it's fantastic to be here this morning. I suppose my first involvement with Donegal Horizons was back to probably 2020, when I first came onto the council. And I was lucky enough to be elected mayor in 2021 through to 2022 of Letterkenny Milford Municipal District. And I suppose that's when I really got involved with Donegal Horizons then. And, you know, Shimmy there and the team had reached out to me on different occasions for funding opportunities, and particularly in the last premises they're running. I suppose from that on, when I first went to visit the premises, which was over at the station roundabout at that time, if my memory serves me right, then, you know, it was like, I remember walking in, and the only way I could describe it was like one big family. And once you were there, you got sucked in, if you like, and from that on, you know, you grew a bond and you grew a friendship with Donegal Horizons. And, you know, that's all down to the team, the committee involved, and each and every individual that's involved in Donegal Horizons. They're a fantastic group of people.
Yeah. And a lot of the work, you know, goes under the radar, but not for those who know about it or who use the services or their families that do. They're acutely aware of how important the likes of Horizons are, because I think too, with people with additional needs, we've often talked about this cliff edge at 18, you know, that there can be lots of supports, but then what happens at 18? And you've got facilities like this and others around the county that sort of step in at that point. And we've got people here that have been with Horizons for, you know, 10, 20 years or 18 years, I think was the maximum I heard.
That's right, Greg, and listen, that shows, you know, how important this facility is, how important Donegal Horizons is to so many families. And you know, we heard speakers there, and I was listening to the show coming on the road as well, and you know, it's all good stories that you hear, you know, and it's all positive, and you know, that's fantastic. And you know, the work that goes on here, it's absolutely second to none. The people that's here, they're second to none. And you know, long may it continue, because I can't give them enough credit, because it's absolutely fantastic. The opportunities, the training, you know, the activities, and you know, it's just it's brilliant. And you know, we heard Joey there talk as well about Harley's Farm in the mountain top, and I was there at the opening of it as well. And you know, it's fantastic the partnership between each body, where these, you know, each individual can go up there and, you know, have a day on the farm. And, you know, I'm a farmer myself, and I suppose in the political world, it can be hectic times. And, you know, there's nothing better than getting out onto the field, you know, feeding a log of sheep or a log of cows, and you know, having that engagement.
Well,
with
it sounds
animals.
Like the frying pan into the fire to me, but yeah, I suppose each to their own. Yeah,
but that partnership very important, and it's great that it's there. And I see Patrick Harley here as well, and the work he does up there. You know,
yeah, I think that should be celebrated, and that's something I want to emphasise today: the importance of, you know, local organisations and businesses supporting initiatives like this, and the importance then of us as a community supporting them. And I suppose too, maybe there's going to be businesses listening to this today, or other organisations that might see an opportunity to get on board with what they're doing here at Horizons, because, you know, you can't make decisions unless you know, and that's part of what we're doing here today.
Yeah, definitely, Greg, and you know, fair play to Highland Radio, you're always there to promote and do your very best for each and every organisation. And listen, I suppose as county councillors, and we're joined here by the Mayor as well, Councillor Jeremy Monaghan of Letterkenny, and you know, we're lucky enough to be in the position that we're in, that we can provide support and funding to organisations, and you know, that's something that we're very lucky to have as our Members Development Fund. We have a DFI there as well, and you know, we contribute that, you know, yearly there. We get in the region of 20,000 to 25,000, and that we can allocate out to different community organisations. And you know, listen, they're not all successful, but we try our level best to help each and every group in this
regard. Yeah. Listen, thanks very much for that, Councillor Donald Mandy Kelly. I'll get to current mayor shortly. I just want to have a quick word too with Councillor Thomas Sean Devine. It's a wonderful spot, isn't it, Thomas?
Oh, it's unbelievable, Greg. Like, you know, it's amazing the services here that these kids have. Like, you know, as a father, a child, and Little Angels. I'm delighted to have, I know he has somewhere to come once he leaves Little Angels.
How important is that actually, to know that there's a continuance of support as a dad? Just because, you know, not a counsellor, not a this, just
yeah,
as a
just
dad.
Just as a father, Greg, it's unbelievable. They know that we have them supports for Patter when he leaves Little Angels. You know, it's heart-wrenching when you see the work that these people do here, Greg. You know, the goodness that's here.
So encouraging,
this,
isn't
this,
it?
This building, like, even looking at it, you know that the love.
Well, I thought it was just what was behind the front doors, and that was just the reception. You know, I thought, wow, okay, this is amazing. What age is Patter now?
Patter's 11 coming
okay,
now.
Right, so Little Angels are working with him, and then he'll end up here too as well. Yeah. And, you know, amazing people that work here as well too, Thomas. I think, you know, the staff. Without the staff, places like this just wouldn't exist.
Greg, that's true. Like, you know, like from Patter, from he was a child coming through from some lady mentioned there just a wee while ago, the bus services from the Independence leaving the house, they come to Little Angels, knowing that this is going to continue when it comes to here. It's unbelievable. Like,
how are you feeling? Looking great.
Definitely all right, Greg. I'm battering on right.
Going in the right direction.
Going in the right direction, hopefully. That's it, you know.
Mayor Councillor Jerry McMonagall, Mayor of Letterkenny Milford, isn't it? It's Letterkenny Milford, isn't it? You don't want to forget Milford. Caroline did, sorry. No, you wouldn't. Caroline did. She's a Letterkenny woman, I get that a lot. Come here. No, as Mayor, there's nice special occasions that come along, and it's nice to be here today, isn't it, too? It's part of not the job, but this isn't work, is it? It's lovely to see.
Yeah, it's fantastic to see, and the facilities that are here are excellent, but the services that they provide and the opportunities and the independence that they give to young adults who attend and are participants here is second to none. You know, that engagement with the business community and the wider community, you know, the placements and the learning that the young adults who attend here get out of it, and that, as I say, that independence where they can get on buses or go into places of work and they can play a participatory and a significant role in them workplaces, that's fantastic. And it's a lot of that is down to the staffing and the teaching that they get, and obviously the help and support. And I would like to congratulate the staff here in Donegal Horizons, and indeed staff who work with people with disabilities, and whether it be intellectual or physical, right across the gambit here in the county, and particularly in Letterkenny. You know,
yeah, and I think this place, as we heard earlier on, well supported by the HSE. You know, all four of us here have to sometimes hold the HSE's feet to the fire, but we're here. They support Carn Dunna as well. In Carn Dunna, by coincidence, they recently reopened the services for older people too. So credit where it's due. When something's working, you know, there's 56 service users here, and I think 20 in Carn Dunna, and the HSE seem to be doing well in supporting what they're doing here. So we can get things right.
Yeah, no, and they do at times, you know, but you have to keep their feet to the fire at times as well. And that's
trying to
job.
Be positive, Jerry. Work with me here. People think I'm a whinge bag.
That's the job of us as elected representatives, to engage on behalf of the local community, and where there is a gap in services, to try and get them filled. And in fairness to the HSE, you know, they provide great services. The service that they provide here, the funding that they provide here, and another support services is very, very good at the minute. We could be getting it better, but look, I'm sure all the participants and the staff here are very pleased with what they're receiving from the HSE at the moment, and long may that continue.
Yeah, for sure. They better. Okay. Councillor McMonagle, thanks very much indeed. Mayor of Letterkenny Milford. Councillor Amanda Kelly, you're doing the honours, are you?
Yeah.
Cutting the ribbon?
Greg.
Are we still cutting ribbons? Maybe well, it's AI doing now. I don't know what happens now.
I'll tell you, Greg, I'm absolutely delighted and honoured to be asked to cut the ribbon here today. And, you know, that's a testament to everyone. And like the Mayor there, I want to congratulate everyone involved, Shamey Ann and the whole team. And each and every individual here, you know, the fantastic premises here now, a fantastic team involved here, and they're all dedicated, you know, and, you know, it's just a great honour, Greg, to be invited here. Mm. And, you know, when I got the phone call and asked what to come in and cut the ribbon, you know, there's a wee soft spot on me, and I thought, geez, I'd be delighted to show up. I'm delighted to be here to officially do that today, Greg.
All right, cheers. Good stuff. Well, we'll not delay. What time is that? At 11, Caroline? At 11 o'clock? Are we going out? We'll see. Okay, thanks very much. We need to get you a microphone. Thanks, Caroline. All right, thank you very much, Councillor Donald Mandy Kelly. Councillor, thank you. Okay, big round of applause. Well done. Okay. I forgot where I could get used to this. Is this what it feels like to be on the Late Late Show? Right, thanks very much to Councillor Donald Mandy Kelly, Mayor Jerry McMonagle, and also, who was there as well? Thomas Sean Devine, of course. It's great to be here. We're broadcasting live from these wonderful new facilities, doing our bit to support the community and the people that work so hard within the community, and all those that avail of great services like this. We're at the grand opening of Donegal Horizons, opening doors and opening minds. Their centre here is at the Grand Central Letterkenny. They've been here a few months, right? But we're here for the official opening. That's going to be happening shortly. You can still get down here, by the way, and say hello. There are refreshments being served. There's cakes and buns and sandwiches and coffee and tea, and a very welcoming Cademy La Fulcher as well. Now, two guests with me. Ema Friel, former Donegal player and teacher in Loretto Convent Letterkenny. Good morning.
Greg, how are you?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you?
Yeah, doing very well, thank you. Just after getting the school holiday, so it's all very positive here.
Yeah, you shouldn't be saying that, you know. I mean, would you want the text machine to go on fire? How long is it since you hung up the boots?
2 years.
Really?
Yeah,
okay.
So still playing for my club, but just not for Donegal anymore.
Do you miss it?
What, sir?
Do you miss it?
Of course, it's a very special thing to put on your county colours, and it's a very sad day when you have to take the jersey off as well, but there's always very good players to take your place, and there's a great woman here beside me that is, well, not so much in the same position, but is definitely taking the reins with the jersey anyway.
Yeah, that's Jodie McFadden, Donegal ladies footballer and sports and exercise student at ATU. Jodie, thanks for joining us.
No bother, thank you for having me.
It's great to have you with us. Emer, talk to me about your transition year students at Loretto and their interconnections with Donegal Horizons.
Well, this year in Loretto, we have started the Future Leaders Programme, which is a programme for transition year students to really allow them to embrace leadership opportunities in the community, within our own school and in their own clubs as well. And one of the initiatives that we really proposed this year, and it was student-led, was that idea of getting involved with the disability services and seeing in a leadership capacity, what they could really get out of that experience. So we linked up with Donegal Horizons very early in this year for their first blitz that they had ran down in Letterkenny Rovers pitch there. And the girls helped out in a coaching capacity, through mentoring, even small things like nutrition at halftime and some motivational talks for the teams. And from that experience, immediately after, the girls asked if we could get involved with more activities run by Donegal Horizons. And that was very easy because they are such an event-led company, and every week they have something different happening. And I have to say, for the girls, it was such a beneficial experience for them because it took that sort of separation away. Like, you know, a lot of people talk about, you know, community involvement and allowing, you know, the disability service to really be out there in the community, but there really isn't that many opportunities for that. But I really do think the Donegal Horizons have made strides against that.
Yeah.
And it's been a great experience for everyone in the community to just come down on a day-to-day level and to get involved in some way or the other. And the girls in our school, they're on such great terms with all the trainees here. We've all got to know them so well, and we've enjoyed every single minute of being involved with it.
Yeah, and you know, as you said, it's mutually beneficial. They're growing too, aren't they, and learning more. And this is what inclusion looks like, isn't it?
It's supposed to be on a ground level. It's supposed to be on a day-to-day basis. You know, it's not supposed to be a big song and a dance. The integration has been really on a team level. As the girls have been coming down in a coaching capacity, they've been high-fiving their teammates here. We have such trust in our girls, in our school. Like, I would always sing their praises. Like, I really think that we have the best school in the world, but, you know, other people may disagree. And I have always felt like that. The trust that I have in my students and the pride that I feel for them with every event that they do, I see the exact thing coming from the leaders here in Donegal Horizons. They have total trust in their trainees, and they are always pushing them forward. And that was very evident from the fantastic Stars in the Rise show that was held in the Mount Errigal, that it wasn't just a fundraiser. It was an opportunity for the trainees to showcase how talented that they are. And I'm sure you've heard, Greg, you know, they blew the roof off the Mount Errigal that night. And for anyone that was there, it was the best show, hands down, that I've ever been part of. And the first thing that my students asked me when the curtain went down on that show was, when they are doing their next show, sign our names up. We don't care if we're in fifth year, we want to be involved. And, like, you know, that for me just shows that if you provide the opportunity, which Donegal Horizons consistently do, people will get involved and would only be glad to be involved.
Yeah, for sure. Jodie McFadden, as I mentioned, current Donegal ladies footballer and sports and exercise students at ATU. How have you been involved? Is it through the ATU with Donegal Horizons, Jodie?
Yeah, through the ATU. So we had reached out to Donegal Horizons. We had through email, and Shamie actually got back to us within less than an hour, which was great.
It's
for
keen,
us.
Isn't it?
So what we decided to do, a part of an assignment for a module that we have over an ATU for our course sports and exercise, myself and Amy Porter and Abby McGranahan, we hosted a sports day for Donegal Sports Horizons over in the Letterkenny Community Centre. They were a massive help to us. They gave us so much equipment and a chance to work with the adults from Donegal Horizons, and what involved was football, basketball, penalty shootouts, beanbag throwing, and a full match of football at the end. The competitiveness shown on the day was brilliant by the group all round, and the work that Shamie and Dylan do with them through sports was definitely recognised that day anyway. They were just a great group to work with. I think maybe we had more crack than bloody they did, so they were great crack on the day. But no, we really enjoyed it, and the energy that day, it was infectious throughout the group. Everybody was, the way that they cheer each other on and the bond that they have with each other, it was really inspiring that day to see.
But you built a bond too in that short period of time, not unlike the TY girls as well. You know, you got to know them, and everyone was on first name basis and all that kind of stuff as well.
That's it. It took about 10-15 minutes to get to know the group, and it actually was really, really enjoyable. And fortunately enough, Shamie and Dylan invited us back then a couple of weeks after to a tournament that was hosted in Letterkenny Rovers with a few other groups in Letterkenny that help those in need with intellectual disabilities. And we got to coach Donegal Horizons from the sidelines, which was brilliant. And the moment we stepped on the pitch, they recognised us straight away, which was obviously really nice to know that, that they took learnings away from the day that we had with them. And they showed it on the day whenever they competed against other groups that day. And we really enjoyed it as well. And they're an aspiring group. And look, we really look up to them. And we, as for ourselves, myself and Abby and Amy, we stepped away that day and was kind of like, you know, it's not just teaching that shows that the sports and exercise course does. There's so many open doors, and you know, we kind of stepped away and we were like, we'd actually really love to work with a group like that. They were so, like, they're a lovely group to work with.
But of course, too, I mean, to have access to an inter-county player as well, it's lovely in the other direction as well. Do you know what
I
mean?
No, it was lovely.
You've got a great profile yourself, so it's a two-way thing, but it's lovely to see that you're learning from it at the same time as they're learning from you.
That's it. You could see exactly the learnings they took away from it the day that we had the tournament, and there was a bit of rivalry there and a bit of friendliness.
I always like competition. I think in any environment you need competition.
That's it, yeah, you know. And they definitely showed it. I mean, there's a lot of competitiveness there, a bit of anger too, but it was great to see it, so yeah.
Gustav, how's the football going, Jody, the team? Is it still in a transition period? Is that how you would see it? Because, you know, there's a lot of people stepped away, a lot of brilliant people coming in, but it takes time to get where you want to be, doesn't it?
That's it, yeah. People are calling it a transition phase, and I suppose you could say that too, but look, we have girls stepping up to the panel every day. So we had training last night and there were 7 girls that missed it because they're sitting there leaving cert. So look, that's a massive, you know, that kind of a bit of evidence there that probably is the transition phase. But look, we're, you know, pulling ourselves pretty well this year.
I think so,
we got through the league campaign, we stayed up, which was definitely good for us. We've got Galway now on the 14th of June at home, and we have Tipperary away. So I think for a big one for us is we're looking to pull away with wins, and you know, we've played Galway previously in the league and we did fall short, but look, there's nothing to take away from that. You know, it's still a game at the end of the day and anybody could win, but we're looking to just get a good championship under our belt, especially after the defeat to Armagh. But look, we're looking forward to championship. We're training hard, we've got good numbers, and that's the main one for us, really.
Get the exams out the way, that's the thing that
that's the main one, yeah, get everybody back training. So
as the ladies prepare for the championship, Emer, just the party, you go, oh, a wish maybe, or you're happy in retirement?
I guess I have another opportunity to see the games from a different perspective now, through the analysis and the commentary. And, you know, it's been a fantastic experience for me, being able to watch a lot of men's football and also the girls. And I have to say, I'm obviously more tied to the girls football, and it's very hard to be the old neutral whenever you're watching Donegal play.
Well, that's what I was going to say. It's not easy, that part of it, is it?
It's not, but as Jody said, you know, people do talk a lot about this transitionary period for this group of girls that are coming in, and you know, they in some ways were left high and dry by a lot of the senior girls pulling out around the same time, and you know, maybe some of us held on for longer than we should have.
But
without...
maybe calling it a transition period still is doing them a bit of a disservice now.
It is, because
they're building their own legacy now, aren't
they? Yeah. Are, and whenever you're looking at that starting panel now, you have the likes of Katie Dowds there, who is sitting her leaving cert. You know, Katie is a seasoned senior player at this stage in her third season for Donegal. You know, very few people can say that as a transition year student, that you were out wearing the county jersey. And you have to remember that in 2011, after Donegal had just won the Intermediate Championship, you know, we were the Donegal that's there at present. And, you know, we had a lot of lows before we finally had our highs. Mm-hmm. And then we did win 4 Ulster Championships in a row and were contesting All Ireland Championships. So I think people have to be patient with the girls and realise that, you know, they are the new Donegal, and there's no point really talking about who was there before, because when you have a group of the standards that are there at present, like, I have full belief that this will be the team that will get to the Holy Grail.
Well, I think really maybe the media need to move past that now as well.
I think that's it. You know, there is no more point in talking
stand,
about
let
that.
Let them stand on their own two
exactly.
feet now. Yeah, exactly.
Which they're well able to do.
Precisely, 100%. Emer, lovely to have you in with us and to hear of your experiences with your students and the brilliant workers here and trainees at Donegal Horizons, and best luck, Jody, in the championship. And thank you so much for calling in to see us as well. Jody McFadden there, and Emer Friel. We'll be back with the news headlines at 11 o'clock after we take a break.